Over the weekend, Iran released a video of the USS Eisenhower. They said one of their drones flew over it.
If you look at the footage and you don't do any investigation,
it is.
You are kind of jaw-dropped about how close they got to this. This is crazy.
I guess YouTube is shutting us down right now for showing this video.
It might be.
Who cares about YouTube?
So, this looks like...
You can see the sailors on the deck. You can actually make out the actual inscriptions on the planes. Look at that. Close that drone was.
That's an Iranian drone flying over the USS Eisenhower.
Now, of course, the implication was that they did this just within recent days, that they flew this drone over.
Is that true?
No, I was able to look up the maintenance record for the Dwight D. Eisenhower, and it's at Norfolk, Norfolk, Virginia, right now.
Norfolk.
They'd come back to rearm. They were in the region, along actually by the Strait of Hormuz in 2016. And, of course, they could be redeployed to that region, but the footage itself made it appear that they're there right now.
Okay, so if Iran did that in 2016, that means that they had the capability over 2.5 years ago.
Right.
And we're just finding out about it now.
Yes. That's the real truth behind the truth here. Mm-hmm.
I know the media is going to say, oh, that's old. The Iranians are fooling you. That's old video.
Still there.
Yes. Yeah. They're showing us now what they were capable of doing two and a half years ago.
And if they can fly a drone over the Dwight D. Eisenhower, they can also hit it with a drone. They can hit it with an explosive drone, for example. These are the Iranians. They don't have cruisers and frigates, but they do have drones and little patrol boats, which we can use for war.
The little patrol boats.
Yes.
The little inflatable dinghies that just come up to a ship at night with a bomb in it.
Right.
Because big warships are they're vulnerable to it.
I believe it was the USS Cole right off the coast of Yemen.
That's how they did it.
That was a boat loaded with explosives. Blew a hole in that ship.
And what do you do if a swarm of boats come out?
Well, you have a sunk carrier at that point. I mean, I don't think Americans can fathom losing it. We haven't lost a carrier since World War II.
Yes, that's right. So I think that video is chilling that Iran got that close to an American warship with a drone.
At least once.
And they're bragging, and I have no idea how accurate it is, but the commander of the Iranian Army Ground Force Drone Unit, General Hassanajad, said that Iran is in the top 5 drone powers in the world. Now, do you know where they got the drone technology?
Well, I'd say us. They were forced landing of one of our drones to be about 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
They took control. They electronically took control of one of our drones and brought it down and then reverse engineered it. But the fact that they were able to electronically seize control of the drone and fly it to the ground and make a soft landing, that was pretty amazing in itself.
Yeah, one thing that our viewers and listeners need to understand about this situation with Iran is we're not dealing with some sort of backwoods, power that you'll barely out of the Stone Age. Iran is capable of long-range missile strikes. They have a formidable Navy presence there in the Strait.
The Iranian Guard is no joke.
They are technologically advanced. They are not going to be a pushover.
No.
And any conflict that we go into with them, Rick, is not going to be, we're chasing them through the caves.
It's not going to be Iraq.
Desert.
It's not going to be Iraq.
It's not going to be Iraq or Afghanistan. This is going to be a technology war that's coming up.
They're in the Old Testament Bible.
Right.
They've been around for a long, long time. They're called the Persians. And the United States is itching for a war with the Persians because America's puppet master, Israel, wants to use American soldiers, American blood, to fight Israel's enemies.
American sanctions.
Yes. I said it. Israel uses American soldiers' blood to fight Israel's wars. Someday, Americans, you're going to stop giving your sons up to Israel.